Welcome back to From Soil to Story, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I'm Julia. Donna's in the garden, so this week I'll be hosting a solo episode and treating you to the audio version of The Wildwood Legacy, Chapter 1. Last week, if you missed it, was the prologue. This week you'll hear Chapter 1. And the book will officially release on June 16th, available in multiple formats in all the usual stores, including fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. So I hope you enjoy. Chapter 1. Present Day. Ivory Bainbridge stared at the man kneeling in the grass before her. Until this point, the wedding of Peter and Lucia had been idyllic. Two elderly people reunited after decades of separation, both dear friends, had decided to spend their remaining years together in Italy. She and her sister Lisa acted as venue hosts and caterers, creating an atmosphere celebrating this romance. Near the end of the evening, while guests were still dancing in the twilight, Will Cardillo approached her with his boyish expression, giddy from what she assumed was too much champagne. Weddings will do that. Lisa and Jacob McHale, her sister and brother-in-law, Mabel and Joe Frank Arthur, her closest friends, and all people whom she cherished, drifted near them. Glancing around the gathering circle, Ivory had the sinking feeling everyone was in on a secret except her. She knew emotions were running high, but this crowding around her was claustrophobic. Before her, Will dropped to one knee and popped open a ring box. His words echoed in her ears. Time slowed to a crawl, and she was outside herself, watching the scene, aware of everything and nothing. The earnest face before her shone in anticipation of an answer, the diamond solitaire in his hand trembling. Ivory opened and closed her mouth in rapid succession, working to formulate her answer, realizing she looked like a fish out of water gasping for air. In fact, she was reaching for enough air to fill her lungs and give him an answer. The strains of Franz Lehár's gold and silver waltz danced through her consciousness, and Ivory had to hand it to Will. This was a perfect setting for a proposal. Except she could not say yes. What do I want? Dropping to her knees to face Will, Ivory took his face in her hands. I think I love you, but... She could see the disappointment creep up his face. But you won't marry me. Could you give us some space? Ivory said to the group, leaning forward to hear her answer. This was not something everyone needed to be privy to at this moment. She closed her eyes, listening to the retreating footsteps, took Will's hand, tugging at it to signal them off the ground. Let's go inside where we can talk. He looked down and shoved the ring box back into his pocket, driving his hands deep into his tuxedo pants as he followed. Ivory caught her sister's eye and shook her head almost imperceptibly. Her silent request acknowledged, she could see in her peripheral vision Lisa taking her husband Jacob's arm, steering him onto the dance floor. Ivory knew Lisa would keep watch over the party until she returned. Not only that, her sister would ensure no one disturbed her and Will. In the living room, Ivory gestured to the couch, settling herself cross-legged on one end. She patted the cushion near her for Will to sit nearby. You caught me off guard. You're not saying yes. He didn't look at her, but remained focused on his wringing hands. I'm not ready to make a commitment. As the words left her lips, hurt filled his face. Placing her hand on his chest, the pounding of his heart underneath drummed her palm. I'm sorry, Will. I didn't mean to embarrass you or lead you on. Lifting his head, his gaze met hers. I will wait for you. as long as it takes until you are sure I'm not going anywhere. Shaking her head, she said, "It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of you don't love me. I have to trust the man I marry." Sighing, Will said, "I've been thinking about this for a while, ever since the day your bistro burned and we were picking up the broken pieces. I know it sounds like a cliche, but I felt like we were picking up the broken pieces of each of our lives and putting them together. Then I was sick and you took care of me." His voice trailed off and Ivory put the rest into words for him. "You lied to me." "Not about everything." His defensiveness and skirting of the truth rankled Ivory. "This is exactly why I will not marry you on a whim, hoping everything will work out in the end." His mouth opened to protest, but she was warming to her anger and would give him no quarter. Raising her hand, her words tumbled out in a rush. "If I were going to marry you, and honestly, I considered it, there would have to be complete honesty between us, including taking responsibility for our actions, which you have just demonstrated you are not ready to do." She could not sit with him any longer. Standing, she paced the floor, but her tone softened. "Look, I care about you, and you have a lot of endearing qualities, but I will not marry you." At this, Will raised his head to look at Ivory, tears threatening to spill out of his eyes. Blinking back the waterworks, he whispered, "I'm sorry I've made such a mess of this, of us. I'll make it up to you, I promise." Lifting her eyebrows, Ivory didn't trust herself to respond. How could he think she would change her mind now? Turning her back on where Will sat on the edge of her couch, she finished the conversation. "I have to go help Lisa." She knew her refusal cut at him, but she could not stand there listening to his feeble apology. If she had ever thought about marrying him, the answer was now no and final. Will slunk off without saying goodbye as Ivory returned to the party. She searched for her sister, who was picking up plates, scraping remainders of food into a trash bin. She flashed a wide smile to Lisa, mouthing, "He's gone." A matching grin acknowledged her message. Their connection as twins overcame many years of being apart, and they were able to communicate deep thoughts without words. Mabel and Joe Frank hooked their arms through her elbows on each side. Leaning in, Mabel said, "You look radiant. Where'd your beau go?" "Oh, well, he's not my boyfriend any longer. But we thought, and you were smiling so big. Oh, I've really stepped in it, haven't I?" Mabel's voice was tremulous as she tried to cover her blunder. "Not at all," Ivory responded. "Someday I'll tell you all about it, but no, I'm not marrying Will Cardillo." She was grateful these were the only people who knew of Will's proposal. It would have been awkward explaining her refusal and taken away from the joy of Peter and Lucia. There was now a lightness in her step as she claimed a dance with Peter. "I can't believe the stamina of you two," dancing into the wee hours. Guiding her in an expert turn, her friend and mentor smiled at her. "At our age, there's no time to waste sleeping." The wedding party finally dispersed around 1:15 a.m. The newlyweds were headed to Lambert International Airport to catch an early morning flight to New York, on to Rome, and finally, Palermo. After all the guests had left, Ivory assured her family there would be plenty of time in the morning to clear decorations before the rental company came for the tables and chairs. Finally, she sank into her armchair, kicked off her shoes, and rubbed her aching feet. What a night! Without moving from the chair, she drifted off to sleep, dreaming of flowers and herbs, Will's face, and the twinkle of decorative lights. After jerking awake with her head and neck cramped against the arm of the chair, Ivory decided her bed would be much more comfortable. Shuffling first to the kitchen for a drink of water, she kept her eyes shut as she flopped into bed, pulling the comforter close around her shoulders and re-entering her dream world. Too soon, a ray of sunshine crept across the wall, eventually landing on Ivory's face. Mumbling to the wisp of her dream, she rolled over, blinking against the bright intrusion. Rubbing her eyes awake, but daring to open them only a crack, Ivory stepped carefully down the stairs to avoid the tail of Ellie, her ginger-striped cat, who was winding through her legs, meowing incessantly about the delay in breakfast. Holding on to the idea of sleep while she pushed the start button of the coffee pot, the aroma of ground beans woke Ivory enough to fill the cat's bowl before slumping into a kitchen chair to wrap her hands around a hot mug of wakefulness. As the day opened before her, Ivory wrestled with Will's proposal. What had she said or done to make him think she would commit to a liar for the rest of her life? There was no room in her soul for a lifetime of constant questioning. A light knock on the door jolted her out of staring into space. "Hey, sis, did you sleep okay?" Lisa tossed the question at Ivory as she pulled a mug from the cupboard and helped herself to a cup of coffee. "Actually, I think I did. Too exhausted not to, I guess." It was a beautiful wedding. Nodding her agreement, Ivory said, "I'm so happy for Peter and Lucia. Did you see how her face glowed when they said their vows?" Both of the sisters smiled as they reminisced about the joy of two souls finding such love and happiness in the winter of their lives. "Guess I better get out to the yard and pick up the rest of the decorations. The guys from Poplar Bluff Rentals will be here at 11:30 to pick up the tables and chairs." Taking her cup to the sink, Ivory paused, changing her mind. "Know what? We've got time for at least another half cup, since you're here to help." She added a splash of cream to the bottom of her mug and poured in the coffee, offering to warm up Lisa's cup as well. "What time is Peter and Lucia's flight?" Lisa asked. Checking the kitchen clock, Ivory said, "They should have left Lambert at 7:10 for New York." "I can't remember the flight times after that," Ivory said. "Wish I was on my way to Italy. Think of the pasta and pizza. All I have planned is burgers fried up in a skillet." Ivory laughed at her sister's pout over food comparisons. "Oh, for pity's sake, I'll make you a bolognese to die for. Just bring the family over around 6. A smile played across Lisa's face. "Now that's what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful thing to have a sister who is a chef." "My pleasure," Ivory said. Lisa hesitated for a beat, then asked, "Are we going to talk about Will?" Thank you for listening to that chapter 1 of The Wildwood Legacy. It is the 3rd book in the Landau Creek trilogy, and I hope you enjoyed. Again, it will be available in all of the usual bookstores, in paperback, audio, and ebook, with a release date of June 16th, 2026. So, thank you for listening, and until next time, bye.